Title: California Attorney General Secures Corporate Practice of Medicine, CPOM, Settlement Requiring Carbon Health to Restructure Its Friendly PC Arrangement. Description: Key takeaways for in-state and nationwide stakeholders. Content: On June 26, 2026, California Attorney General Rob Bonta announced a settlement with Carbon Health Technologies Incorporated, its affiliated professional medical corporations, and co-founder and former CEO, Aaron Bali, collectively, Carbon Health. That imposes $4.5 million in combined penalties and requires a structural reorganization of Carbon Health's friendly PC arrangements to resolve alleged violations of California's Corporate Practice of Medicine, CPOM. Prohibition 1. The settlement is the latest in a coordinated series of California Attorney General CPOM enforcement activity in 2026, following the Attorney General's amicus brief in Art Center Holdings Incorporated v. WCECA Art, LLC in March, which we discussed in an April 2026 post, too, and a settlement with Aspen Dental involving the corporate practice of dentistry in May 2026. This post examines the Carbon Health settlement and its implications for organizations operating under the friendly PC model in California. The parties to the settlement stipulated to the proposed judgment as a compromise of disputed claims, without any admission of liability or wrongdoing, and the settlement remains subject to court approval. It is not a ruling on the merits, and does not establish as a matter of law which structural features are or are not permissible. 3. It does, however, provide a somewhat detailed view of the contractual terms the Attorney General regards as problematic and the remedies the Attorney General is prepared to pursue. This makes the settlement instructive for any organization that operates or invests in a healthcare services organization structured as a friendly PC in California. A coordinated enforcement sequence, the Carbon Health settlement is the most recent of three related developments in 2026, and the Attorney General's announcement discusses the office's broader CPOM enforcement efforts. 4. On March 30, 2026, the Attorney General filed an amicus curiae brief in Art Center Holdings Incorporated v. WCECA Art, LLC, a private dispute between a physician practice owner and a private equity-backed management services organization pending before the Second District Court of Appeal. In its brief, the Attorney General urged the appellate court to affirm a trial court holding that certain contractual provisions allowing a management services organization, MSO, to replace a practice's physician owner violate California's CPOM prohibition. 5. Separately, on May 7, 2026, the Attorney General announced a settlement with Aspen Dental involving the corporate practice of dentistry and allegations of false advertising, which included $2 million in penalties and $300,000 in restitution. 6. The Attorney General extended its enforcement remedies with the Carbon Health settlement by requiring Carbon Health's corporate restructuring. These developments arrive on the heels of the enactment of Senate Bill 351 on January 1, 2026, which strengthened California's CPOM framework as applied to private equity, PE, and hedge fund involvement in physician and dental practices. Among other things, Senate Bill 351 prohibits PE and hedge fund interference with clinical judgment, voids offending contract terms, and authorizes the Attorney General to seek injunctive relief, attorney's fees, and costs. 7. The structure at issue and the Attorney General's theory, the arrangement at the center of all these actions is the so-called friendly PC or MSOPC model. Because California generally prohibits laypeople or entities from owning or controlling a medical practice, a non-physician business cannot legally own a professional medical corporation, PC. Instead, in the friendly PC model, a licensed physician owns the PC, and a separately owned MSO contracts with the PC under a long-term management services agreement, MSA, pursuant to which the PC engages the MSO, on an exclusive basis, to provide comprehensive administrative and operational support to the PC. California law does not prohibit an MSO from managing the non-clinical, business aspects of a medical practice, provided that the PC and its physicians retain authority and discretion over the practice of medicine and the MSO does not interfere with such activities. 8. Often, given the significant CAPI